Hello, Roy. This is Gordon. I drive the Town and Country that was in the food line on Knuckles Road. I've been out of town, and I'm just actually getting to call you. You can return my call at 8:04.
Hello.
Hello, Gordon.
Yes.
Hey, it's Roy. I left a note on your car.
Yes, how are you?
Oh, not too bad.
I'm sorry. Let me turn this TV down.
Okay.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, I don't know. Like, I don't know. You were just parked kind of stupid. And I just...
I was in the parking spot.
Yeah, well, not, you know, kind of close to the line, I guess, and maybe a little too far out.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I had car trouble.
Oh.
And I had to leave it there for a couple of days. And then I came back and got it. Was it just a little small dink?
Yeah, just a little small ding on my car. So I just needed to get your insurance information.
Well, there is no insurance information because the car was just sitting there. I had let someone use it. The car doesn't run. So I was actually calling to let you know that I have dinks all over the car.
You don't have insurance?
No, I don't have anything.
Oh, no.
The car isn't even registered anymore.
Well, someone's got to pay for the damage to my car from your stupid parking.
How somebody got paid for the damage to your car if my car was parked?
Well, because you were parked just kind of stupidly, and it made...
No, I was in between the lines.
Yeah,
and,
but...
And the police were out there, so I was in between the lines.
You were a little too far out, though, and it made your car hit mine as I was driving by. So it's your fault.
That sounds crazy. We can meet up and we can work it out, or you can call the police or whatever.
No, I wouldn't call the police. I just, you know...
No, I think that's what we should do.
It broke
I called
my headlight.
The police when I found your note.
Well, it broke my headlight, and it's all your
fault. You broke your headlight.
No, your stupid car broke my headlight, because you don't know how to park.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you I'll let you know how stupid my car is. Let me get your information.
No, I shouldn't have to give you anything. I just need to get your insurance to give to my insurance company.
You sound like a fucking retard, man.
What? Why would you say that?
They left a note on my car. It's telling me
you're the one that parked
stupidly. Parked, and I owe him some money because it broke his headlight. So I told him to call the police. No, we don't have to call the police. I just need your insurance information. You give me your information because you hit my car.
You're trying to do some sort of insurance scam. You're a scammer.
What are you talking about, you fucking retard?
Why are you calling me a retard? Like, you're the one that hit my car.
Well, I'll tell you what. The police will contact you. I have the number you left and this number. Thank you very much.
I'm going to tell them you don't have insurance and you're not even registering your car.
Hey, Rob, I don't have anything else to say to you. The police will contact you. Thank you.
Hey, motherfucker.
I got your motherfucker.
You got my motherfucker. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I'm gonna let you know how stupid you sound when the police contact you.
Okay, make sure you tell them.
They'll be contacting you very shortly.
Make sure you tell them I'm a retard. They'll love to hear
that. I will.
Good. See if I care.
Look, man, I'm gonna let you know to stop calling me.
You should take some driving lessons.
All right. Yeah.
Yeah, you should, because you don't know how to drive and you don't know how to park. Oh, well. At least I got a few retards out of him. That was funny enough, right?